I was attracted to this church for many reasons, but certainly one reason was this feeling of helplessness, a sense of being overwhelmed with the problems of the world, not knowing what one person could possibly do to be of help. And when I came here, the practitioner made it so clear to me from the very beginning that one of the main purposes of science is to help others, to reach out, if it's making a cup of soup for someone that's ill, if it's for praying for the world, and that one person amounts to much. I was given this from Pulpit and Press. I'll read a part of it. It starts on page 3. Perchance, some one of you may say, the evidence of spiritual verity in me is so small that I am afraid. I feel so far from victory over the flesh that to reach out for a present realization of my hope savors of temerity. Because of my own unfitness for such a spiritual animus, my strength is naught and my faith fails. O weak and infirm purpose, infirm of purpose, Jesus said, be not afraid. And then this quote, what if the little rain should say, so small a drop as I, can ne'er refresh a drooping earth, I'll tarry in the sky, end quote. You have simply to preserve a scientific, positive sense of unity with your divine source and daily demonstrate this. A dewdrop reflects the sun. Each of Christ's little one reflects the infinite one, and therefore is the seer's declaration true that one on God's side is a majority. A single drop of water may help to hide the stars or crown the tree with blossoms. I never again wondered what one person could do. Each of us is important, and one with God is a majority. I'm so grateful for Mrs. Eddy for giving us these truths. I'm grateful to have found this independent church and to be here tonight.
Thank you.